Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you this morning. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. Good morning to you. I know this is the weekend. I'm sorry, Monday morning.
This conference is being recorded.
Being Monday morning, I know that a lot of people are trying to sleep in today. But we just welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Those who had a big weekend, I want to thank you for being here and just to worship the Lord with us, giving glory, adoration, and praise. We do love the Lord, and we're so excited about what the Lord is doing. Yes, He's working a mighty wonder in our souls, Praise the Lord. I wonder, is Ambassador Hagen on the line this morning? Sister Sunny would like for you to pray. And Sister Renee, if you would pray. Sister Renee, are you there? All right. Ambassador Wilding Cobb, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Renee?
Yes.
All right. God. Pray this morning.
Yes, I'll pray.
All right. The line is open to you. And then to Ambassador Cobb. Amen. Ambassador Hagen.
Lord, I just want to thank everybody on the line. And God bless you, Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you for waking us all up this morning. Lord, thank you for the rain. Lord, I just pray that everybody has a wonderful day today. And I love you, Jesus. And these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Beautiful. All right, about to come.
This morning, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for carrying us through the night and waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us through the weekend. Thank you for all your wonderful blessings, Lord. Thank you for our Chief Ambassador Johnson and his wife, beautiful wife, Lady Betty. Thank you for our Mother to the Nation, Ambassador Stern, all the ambassadors they led, and all our mothers and brothers and sisters on the line. All the people all over the nation that are listening in the countries, the 195 countries, thank you for all the lines, the youth prayer line, the blog line, the praise and prayer convention line. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you do for us. Lord, we just thank you. You say in all our ways acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. And Lord, just direct our path. Direct it day by day. We're putting all our faith and trust in you, Lord, because you are the source of our supply. Lord, you have been so good to us. You've been so good. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord. You are so good to us. And we just want to say thank you. We can't say thank you enough. No matter what we do, it's not enough for all that you have done for us. And Lord, we just love you. We just praise you. We glorify your name. Lord, you give us so much happiness and joy. And you touch us with your finger of love. And you let us know every day that you love us. And that means that our work is not done. We have to continue to what we can do to show you that we appreciate you. Lord, today let us just meet someone, maybe say a word, a kind word to bring someone up. Lord, just let us just give positivity and let us be positive in everything that we do. Lord, we just love you. We glorify your name. And Lord, just continue to bless this prayer line. Continue to bless Ambassador Johnson and his family. And everyone on this prayer line, all these blessings in your name. Amen.
you, both of you precious people. Thank God for you. Wonderful, wonderful prayers. Amen. Well, I wonder, I know over the weekend many of y'all have had a long weekend. I know that. But we ought to be able to say a word to the Lord. Amen. Love y'all. Hope y'all are awake this morning. Amen. Maybe I'll give y'all some music to wake up. Amen. Let the Lord bless you real, real good. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Let me come back. Get ready for the wisdom seminar this morning. I'm going to open it up. Amen. And your prayer. Amen. Ambassador Wazin Khan, be prayed the wisdom seminar. I'm going to Proverbs 3 and 6. It says, in all, not in some, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's Proverbs 3 and 6. The Saint of God ought to be able to talk about that. If you are acknowledging him in all your ways, he shall direct your path. All right? I'm going to talk about that in a little while. And once you get ready, let the Lord bless you real good. My God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And then let me go and give you a little music for a moment. Think about it. That's Proverbs 3 and 6. That's where I'm going. So get ready. Amen. I'm just giving you a little music. Kind of wake up here. And we'll be right back with that. Amen. God bless you. Good morning to everybody. Y'all awake? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, God bless
morning.
You. Let's try it again. Good morning to everybody. Good morning. Are y'all awake? God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Morning, Lord. Morning, Lord. Morning, Lord. I tell you what, I want to challenge y'all to give the Lord some praise. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Don't bow your heads. Wait on other folks to praise him. Don't let the rock fall out of nobody else. But give him praise and give him adoration if he's been good to you. Let's make a noise for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord,
thank
everybody.
Him and he will direct our path. And I believe in that scripture because it works. It has worked for me in many things that I've gone through in my life. And as you get older, you really learn how to lean and depend on Christ. And I'm just an example right quick. I have been praying, this part of a praise report, but I've been praying the last year. On the 13th of this month, that had marked the year that my husband had been deceased. And I prayed to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to be sorrowful. I don't want to be down and depressed. And the enemy tried to do that, but it wasn't for long. And so I had a cousin that told me, grieve, but don't grieve long. And I used that. But then I've been praying over this year's time, Lord, let me get back to San Angelo where some of my items, not things, but they were important papers and memories, like my mother's picture, things like that, that I really, really hold dear. And so I have been praying in regards to the financial situation and situation I found here. And I just didn't get back there. Every time I would try to go, something would come up. And the enemy... Well, I figured out I was praying. The enemy didn't want me to get back there. That's just all it is to it. Didn't want me to get back there. And I just, and my children, they couldn't get off. What I needed to do during the week. And they didn't need to take off their jobs and all, because if you got a good job, you got to try to keep it. So I told them one day, I said, I'm going to St. Angelo. I say, I don't know how. But y'all helped me to get there. And I made up my mind. I said, I don't want a year to pass and me not make it back to San Angelo. And that's where the Lord worked a miracle in my life. I left driving on Tuesday, and I made it back on Friday. Because people say, you mean you drove by yourself? I say, it was me and God all the way, and we made it. I didn't have a bit of trouble. But I've been asking the Lord this whole time. He showed me why I had to move. We just had a, in that 20-day fast gave me that much more courage. The 20-day fast that I went on gave me enough courage to do it. And they said, you mean you drove through the big city? I said, if you drive in Houston, y'all be able to drive anywhere. And but when I got there, I was able to minister to people. I was able to give them the prayer line. I was able to do a lot of things in encouragement and show them, if you want to know if you've been blessed, go back to where you came from, and you'll see how much God has blessed you. And some of the ladies, one of the ladies has already called me back and say, that that you told me to do, I'm going to do it on Wednesday. And so I just thank the Lord, because I am acknowledging him in everything that I do. When I get up, I'll thank him first, and I pray, and I read my Bible verse before I even get on the prayer line. Even while I was gone, I listened to the prayer line. And because this is just part of my life. This is part of my life. This is my encouragement. It was my church when I didn't have a church home, and it's still my church. It's the first church of my life, my first fruit. And I just do that. And if you would just try it in your life, things would be much better. Things would be much better in your life. You have to acknowledge God, because he is the one that's acknowledging you. He's telling you every day, I touch you with my finger of love to wake you up. And I have no other, I just have no other course in life. I tried it my way. It didn't work. It's not right to, when we get into these things, we do it our way, and we use God as last resort. He didn't do us that way. And I have tried it, and it works for me throughout my life, and it's still working for day to day. And I just give him the honor and the praise. Because even in this city, like I said, it never sleeps. The driving is terrible. But I have the courage, and I get in that car, and the Lord directs me. I prayed the whole time in there, Lord, you help me with this. And for me to have done that, see, I always drove all over the country falling behind my son's sports. But then I hadn't done it in a while. And my health issues didn't hold me back. And Lord, I just thank you. I can't thank him enough. But I know my 2 minutes is up. But that's what I do. I direct him. And I'm going to continue to tell somebody about Christ and give them this prayer line number. Whether they listen or not, I've done my part. But I'm going to continue to pray. So God bless you, Ambassador Chief, Ambassador Jones.
God bless you, Ambassador Cobb. You did real good. God bless you. Thank you so much. You kicked us off. Yeah. You threw that football and it's still going. Amen. Amen. Somebody else who acknowledges the Lord in all your ways. Amen. Anybody else do that? If so, the line is open to you. Tell us about it. You got a testimony or something? Tell us about Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. The line. Good morning to you.
This is 816 jumping in really quick. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I do want to, as also, that's one of my favorite scriptures, acknowledging God. I am thanking the Lord on my journey of my job quest. I had 2 interviews last week, and I start work today at my children's school. So I am thanking God for that. I do have a job today, so I am grateful. On this journey, God has me set up just to be a mother. So I am thankful. So my children are out of school, I am off work. So this journey quest has all resulted in being a mother. So I am very, very, very grateful. I did not know what God was setting up for me. But I am so grateful to God for what he has done. I have yet stayed on this battlefield. I have been very grateful for what he has done for me. I had no idea what he was setting up. I'm waiting to hear back on the other job today, which is still involved around my child's school. They are both part-time jobs, which work around school hours. So I am so grateful to God. I just want to tell anyone out there that is looking for a job, we are praying about good jobs, which is what we heard on the first fruit prayer line. Just pray about a good job and pray for what is God's will and what he has for you and your family. So I'm so encouraged. I just want to encourage somebody else. The scripture is right on target. Thank you, Jesus, for the great family and what you are doing for us. Back in your hands, Chief. It's a magnificent Monday, and I am excited. Have a good day, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much. Amen. On somebody else. That was beautiful. All right. His line is still open. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs 3:6. The line is open to you. Anybody else want to say a word here?
And this is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed this morning for my life, health, and strength. That song, I mean, that scripture is a very important scripture to me as the NER, but I found it to be one that helped me along my journey and to have to deal with my mom and my husband. And the ways that I had to deal with them, I needed God to lead me out so I could follow him and make the right decisions. So I did base a lot of my decisions on that scripture. Lord, I'm acknowledging you first. I'm asking you what direction to go in. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him to direct the path. I acknowledged him because I knew that I didn't know what to do in many instances. And so by me acknowledging him first, he will give me what to do and what decisions to make. And I tell you, that is how I made it this far. That's how he has sustained me. And I thank God for that. And then by doing that, and the word of God said, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. I would ask God for the wisdom to make the right decision and what to do. And I thank God because through the life of my latter days of my mom and through her passing, things worked out so well. And I just know it was just by the grace of God and his direction, because it seemed as though everything fell in my lap. I'm the eldest of her three children, so I was pretty much left holding the bag in a lot of instances, you know, and making the decisions. I'm glad my siblings did trust in me, but we all trusted in God. And yet I'm asking him to do the same thing for my decisions making with my husband. So I just thank God because it continually works for me over and over again. When you find something that works, you continue in it. So I praise God as far as that and the prayers of the saints. Continue to pray for me.
God bless you. God bless you. You all. All of you are helping a lot of people, really helping a lot of people. All right? Is there anybody else who can help here? You can say something on that. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall. What about the time you bought that house? What about the time you bought that car? What about the time your daughter needed you? What about the time your son needed you? And you didn't know what to do. You prayed. And God gave you what to do. Amen. What about the time at school for your child or for you? What about those times that you didn't know what to do? What about the time you lost your loved one? What about the time you were at the family reunion and people were looking to you? What about the time you went out of town and you didn't know what to do on your hotel? And other things. I'm just trying to remind you of some of the things you acknowledge him in, and God directed your path. What about the time you were having to speak and didn't know what to say? Oh, yeah. What about the time you got sick and you didn't know what to do? You asked, Lord, do I go to the hospital or what?
Yeah.
You didn't know what to do, but you acknowledged him. And he directs your path, and here you are this morning. The line is open to you. I can take a couple more.
913 Kansas, Kansas. Good morning. Sheila Brown.
Good morning.
Yes. Hi. I was thinking about that, Chief Ambassador. Lauren, what would you have me to say? then you said, what about the death of a loved one? And I thought about my father. We haven't had a funeral. Mom, I've got 13 children is living. God has blessed us. We haven't had any deaths in the family. All 58 grandkids are living. Until 2 years ago when my dad passed, we never had to hold a funeral. And I was saying, Lord, what are we going to do? What funeral home to select? Lord, what to do? What to do? And I was seeing like I was already losing my mind anyway in the midst of daddy leaving. But as we talked to the Lord, prayed and prayed, and God sent my daddy's sister, Pastor Shirley, to town. We've never had a funeral, and we just sought the Lord. We called church after church here in Wyandotte. Some churches wanted $2,000. Some churches wanted $2,500 for my dad's funeral, and a bunch of craziness at that time. So I just sought the Lord, Lord, what to do, because I told you guys my dad gave his life in his final days. So we had to find a church, and I was praying. So I used to work at a church, a Metropolitan Baptist Church. Lord, what to do? He said, call Pastor Robert Bainham over at Metropolitan. And me and my husband, Lewis, went to the deck. I said, Lewis, God is telling me to call Pastor Bainham. As sure as we prayed and called Pastor Robert Bainham, he said, come and meet with me tomorrow. That was 2 years ago. We, me and my husband and my whole family all.
Are you still there?
Hello. Sorry about that. Can you guys hear me now? I'm sorry.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Now.
Yes, sir. We met with the pastor, and God just led us. He just led us. I'm leaning to my own understanding, and my father is not going to have a nice service. Just flipped out and everything. Once I got to that church, and we had favor with that pastor, Pastor Bainham. I said, Pastor, this is my family. He met each and every last one of them. I said, Pastor, I need somewhere to hold my dad's funeral. I need somewhere. And I said, churches are asking up to $3,000 to have his funeral. And that money, we don't have that money right now. Brown, don't worry about anything. You have Metropolitan Baptist Church. You have the whole church. You don't worry about nothing. Your dad's dinner here. Everything is here, and you don't owe us a penny. You don't owe us a penny. And I just thank the Lord because he just showed up so powerful in that situation. We're trying to figure it out, and he already had it figured out. But we had to show him, and everything was so beautiful. Everything was beautiful. So I just thank the Lord because I was leaning to my own understanding. I didn't see a way. I didn't see a church that would work with us, this and that. But when I sought the Lord, he blessed us with that church to bury my father's services. May God bless you.
And you just prayed, and God gave you.
He gave it to me, everything in the church. He gave us everything. He gave us everything.
I want to ask y'all a question real quick. I don't have time to get into a lot of it. I want to ask y'all a question on this line. What do y'all think about that? There are some churches, my God, when people believe, seem like they try to bereave them more by charging real, real high prices. I'm talking about even for members of their church who've been there a long time, they want to charge them whatever they charge to rent the church. She said $2,000, $2,500, sometimes $1,000, sometimes $800. But the grieving families, it seems like they're trying to grieve them more, trying to get over. And I understand that, you know, they ought to pay utilities, but it doesn't cost that much to hold a funeral. You might burn up maybe $100 or $200 in utilities and water and stuff like that, but charge them $2,000, $2,500. $1,000 even. I just want to know what y'all think about that real quick here. Somebody talk about that.
Well, this is Ambassador Cobb again, and I don't think it's right because I've been in that situation, not with buying husband services, but I belonged to a church in the past, and some of the minister there was such a given minister, and the churches would not allow the people that were deceased to be go through the church because they weren't a member of that particular church. But he did not do that. Quite a few of the deaths people that had passed, he would allow them to be buried through their church and didn't charge them anything because some of the people were able to give a donation, some of them weren't. And, of course, he was talked about in the city because he let anybody go through there. And they had nice services. I don't believe that's right. I don't believe that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to help the needy and all that. It's all in the Word, the path that we're supposed to take, and it says nothing about charging for that type thing. So that's our duty, I believe, as Christians.
Thank you so much. Anybody else want to say something on that before I told you to? I guess she's the only one who's experiencing anything like that. Just want to open the line and be fair to you if you want to say something. Amen. All right, does anybody have a praise report this morning? Okay, I got your tongue.
this Ambassador Joaquin Cobb again. I don't want to speak off the line, but God has been so good to me, and I dare not give him praise for what the miracle. I told y'all last week the Lord was working out a miracle in my life. I was able to drive from Houston to San Angelo, Texas. And if anybody knows, it could take from 7 to 8 hours, depending on the direction you take. And if you know the traffic here in Houston, it's bad. When you get to San Antonio, it's bad. And I say, Lord, let me time it right to where I don't hit the heavy traffic in either one of those cities. And, of course, before I started out, I took my son to work, and then I had to get a tire fix, and that delayed me. And, of course, I met a gentleman. When I went to the tire place, I met a Caucasian gentleman that just sit down and talk to me. And he said, ma'am, I've been here all my life, and this tire place, that shop that you at, is the best one in Houston. He's a Christian man, and he's very honest. And of course, the tire sizes that I have on the vehicle are very expensive. And the man told me, he said, I'm going to fix this tire to where I'm going to save the tire for you. I sit there and waited patiently for him to do that tire. So I didn't get on the road until about 10 o'clock because it takes a while to even get out of Houston. But I didn't hit the traffic on the way going, you know, the heavy, heavy traffic, and not out of here. On the way coming back, I got hit the traffic. But the Lord brought me through that. The Lord brought me through that. I've heard people say, I can't drive by the big truck. But you just want to sit at home and don't do nothing. But you can't do that with God. With God directing my path, I was able to do it. And on top of that, I said, Lord, I only told one person I was coming because I didn't want, you know, I just didn't want a whole lot of drama going on and all that type of thing. I was able to see Ambassador Deborah Johnson. I was able to see Renee McKnight. I surprised them all. Everybody, Sister Julia Reed, I was able to see all my Christian friends and all that. Oh, it was just a blessed trip, and I know God had his approval on it because everything that I needed to do, I was able to do. And I just thank the Lord for helping me, and that just gave me courage to go on a little bit further. And like I said, I was able to give the prayer line to people, able to encourage It was just a blessing. It's a blessing, and I'm still a joyful in my heart. So y'all continue to pray for me. God is good. He's so good.
Wow.
I can jump back in too. I'm enjoying you, Sister Kyle. It's the first day of school over here in Missouri, so I can jump back in real quick. This is Sister Charlotte Gray. My kids did get approved for their scholarship. This is the fifth year they've been a Kansas City Christian. So thank you, Jesus, for approving the children for the scholarship.
Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. It was a surprise for Miss Joaquin Cobbs to come to San Angelo to my work. It was, I was so surprised. But I did not get to go to church this weekend, Sunday, yesterday, because I was doing private settings for a, she's 99 years old, I was a blessing to her. She was a blessing to me. In October the 30th, she will be 100. I love helping people. God has given me that. I'm a people person. I love to help people, and I want to thank God for the rain that we got here in San Angelo, Texas, and I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
All right,
you. Love you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I must say God has been so good to me. I was hospitalized for at least 8 to 10 days. But God looked beyond my faults and met my needs. And I thank God that I'm home this morning and praising the Lord for all that he has done for me. Honor to our national impossible. Ambassador, and to each of you, Dr. Betty Johnson, and all of you, bless you when you can say good morning. Bless you when you can claim the work of God. I've enjoyed listening to the praise reports, and I'm praying for you. We ask that you would pray for Alderman. One of them lost their wife, and they buried one of the aldermen Saturday here. And we just went through some things, but God is so good. He's so good. Pray for my son, William, and my granddaughters, Mary, Monique, Ebony, Money, and Little Desmond. God bless each of you this morning. I'm glad to be on the line this morning.
Oh, my God. Good to hear from you, Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. Oh, my God. Thank God for you. All right, I want to thank God. Oh, go ahead.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord on yesterday. I got to get ready to go to church, and the devil was really, really busy in his house. And I said I wasn't going to go to church. But I thank the Lord I went to church yesterday. Elder Ron, one of the elders at the church preached on yesterday, and he was talking about why. And
okay.
I just thank the Lord that I got the message on yesterday, because it really, really encouraged me. And I got a lot out of it. And I just thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for the services on yesterday. I really got a blessing out of it. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you. And have a wonderful day. Thank you, Jesus.
Glad you came.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
This is Ambassador Trey, like fire from the Coast of
Texas. Yes, ma'am.
The line has already been addressed, but I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm thanking God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for how he blessed me to get a car. Something had happened to my car, and anyway, I took it and had it fixed, and it didn't last a month. Anyway, long story short, my sister bought me a car, and this was all happened a couple of years ago. And the Lord blessed me this year to get a lot of repairs done on the car. I was able to get tires, put a new starter in, new battery, and several other things. And somebody asked me, well, why didn't you just buy a new car? And I started laughing. I said, well, this one is paid for. And I just praise God for it because it runs very well. And God is so good. He's just awesome. And I'm just requesting prayer for my mother and for the people in Louisiana. I understand they're having floods. Devastation.
Yes. Thank you so much for caring. Amen. Those people are really going through down there. And then, you know, they're rioting. Of course, they killed that young black man, and the whole city is rioting. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Milwaukee,
my God. Yeah. We need to pray for them also, Milwaukee, the people in Milwaukee, and the floods down there. Is it Louisiana?
Yes.
Since we own these things, I can get my praise report tomorrow. Let's also get these prayer requests. Amen. If you have a prayer request, come on. Anybody have a prayer request?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Coleman of Kansas City at 913. I have a prayer request. I have a friend. Her name is Jenny Lee, and she's going in today again. She has brain cancer, and they said they had 90% of it. Now they have to go back in this morning again and get some more out. And I ask everybody to not pray much for her. Her name is Jenny Lee.
Jenny Lee? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Yes,
yes,
this is Ambassador
Johnson
in Texas. Yes, ma'am. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I want to keep my sister-in-law on the prayer line. I'm going to just say, when I say that, people think I'm talking about my mom, but I'll just say missionary Beth. Beth, she is a missionary, but anyway, they have diagnosed her with cancer, and we're just looking for God to heal. I told her I hear healing all the time on the prayer line, people being healed of cancer. So God is no respecter person. He can heal her as well. We ask God to do that for her. And also, I'm asking you to pray for me. Everything I've gone through with my mom, it all worked out good, and now all the paperwork I was in charge of, they say it does not, it's no good after she's gone, like power of attorney and all that, which I wasn't aware of that. So I need to get just an affidavit, but it's just like teeth to get paperwork. You have to go through lawyers and judge and all that. I'm asking God to cut the red tape and give me favor to get this over with, just to have a paper in order to finalize, get things done on her house. So I'm asking God for direction and favor.
Wow. That scripture was for you this morning. All my ways, acknowledge him, direct your path. We'll pray for you. Oh, my God. Anyone else?
It's your Jesus